hello there. So we did have a plan for this episode, and then just before we started recording, Rory put a Solaire helmet, which we've got in the studio, on his head and started mucking about with it in front of the mic. This sort of turned us onto a conversation where we tried to make a tweet or Instagram post about what kind of thing Solaire would say if he was one of those like podcasters you see in viral clips and that all the time. The ones that are like, if you don't have a Lamborghini by the time you're 20, you should have a serious talk with yourself. You know, stuff like that. And we kind of went from there, really. So that's where you're going to come in. Sometimes, you know, that's all it takes for the banter bus to get going on Shield Up. So enjoy.
All right, I got an idea for the Dark Souls one.
Oh, yeah?
All right. You know, if it's like, maybe you're like, Photoshop.
Making of a tweet. Yeah,
Photoshop, yeah. Like the Joe Rogan background or something in there.
Yeah.
And it's like a speech bubble, like as if Solaire's talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're 21 and you don't own 100,000 souls, I don't know what you're doing with your life. You know, it's like, bro, kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad.
There's something
I like it.
It's like parodying that kind of culture, that like
the
business
the
culture.
Go get 'em culture, high performance.
Yeah, for like owning souls.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
There's something.
Yeah, or what's like a...
And I was written out of the annals for my views.
Yeah.
That's why he disowned me.
What's
this is
good. Almost actually was a smashy guy in London.
This is good. So this is making of a tweet. I've taken a photo of you in Solaire's helmet.
Yeah.
And we're trying to work out a viral tweet from it. I actually think that's a good...
That's good.
That's a good one. Like have him in like a sort of podcasty room. Being like, if you have, what could it be though? Because it'd be like Lamborghini is the main thing. If you don't have,
if you're not a millionaire by the time you're 21.
So if you have what's a piece of armor? What's like a hard piece of armor? Like
We might be getting too niche with it though. You know,
you don't want to like 20 obscure people.
Yeah,
but if you get 100% of a niche, souls ain't niche.
Yeah.
That's true. That's yeah.
That's the thing. You want it to be both precise and resonant.
Yeah.
So, but like, there's enough people that like souls. There aren't niche anymore.
No. Yeah. I think that's another conversation in itself, to be fair. It's like, I saw someone the other day talking about like wrestling as being like, oh, it's like this niche pastime. It's like, more people watch WrestleMania than watch the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, that is not a niche pastime. Like, we're not a small community of people. Like, it's fucking nuts how much people watch wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, and watch WWE. Like, you may not know that many people day to day, but
as
we've
got
pastime,
like maybe the wider cultural significance, like like awareness of it, so it feels cloistered, ain't.
But it's absolutely but not.
That's we're talking about viral stuff. That's the point of the internet. It's the point of what we do. Like, the same with like sex stuff.
Yeah.
If you're into one thing, you can find the other person. Like, if there's 20 other people on the planet, the internet means you can find those people that are into the thing you're into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same with like little Etsy people.
Yeah.
Like, you can open that a shop on your high street. That business goes under in the week.
Yes.
But you can find everyone in the world that wants to buy a coffin-shaped vase.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
Because I've connected with all
the
goths.
Huge market,
but where I live in Surrey, there aren't a lot of goths.
There aren't a lot of goths. No,
but it doesn't mean my business is shit.
No.
It just means I don't have that clientele.
Coffin shaped vase?
I know. I was looking at them the other day. I was just little coffin shaped bookcases. That's just what this person makes.
That's cute. Cool. I like
that's
it.
That is literally what it is, isn't
it?
Yeah. Find a niche and then.
And they connect. But the internet means you find those people, find your tribe.
Yeah, connects the freaks. I love it.
I didn't say, whoa.
There we go.
Whoa.
I'm talking about for my freaky
and
stuff.
And if you're listening to this podcast, you are our freaks.
You are our
freaks.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong being a freak. Be a little freak.
That's the thing. Is like,
depends.
Yeah. No,
absolutely. Yeah. Don't be a bad freak.
Be a good freak.
Be a good freak.
Be a good freak.
Be a little freak.
That can be your, your slogan for this week. Be a good freak.
Be a good freak, baby.
Just be a good freak.
Be a super freak.
Be a super freak.
Say chic.
Super freaky.
Be a super freak, okay? So what hang on. We need to settle on this. So it's Solaire.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a podcasting room, which we've got.
Yeah.
And but the caption is, if you don't have, what's a good amount of souls that is?
I think like 100,000.
100,000.
A million souls.
Yeah, a million is
in line
with
money.
It sounds more like money, and that's what they usually say if you're not a millionaire.
If you don't have a million souls.
Yeah.
I guess we just need to figure out how to round off that question. You know, like, Yeah, if you don't have a million souls by the time you're 21.
We need to maybe like look at other things people like that say. Yeah. And then mirror that construction.
Yeah.
Rather than it be like, it could be something like, if you don't have a million souls, a Lamborghini, what's the Lamborghini? And that's a way of doing it.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes they might triple it.
Right. Yeah.
Or I get up at 6 a.m. and look at me, I've got a million souls, yeah, a Lamborghini, a sunlight ring.
I like it. Like, yeah, that's good.
But my dad doesn't want to know me and I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Annoyingly, the original thing from it isn't actually that concise, but it probably goes to
those people really
quite
are
a lot that these quite fucking thickos are saying stuff like that. If you're a guy in your 20s and you don't have a Lamborghini, you should actually sit down and have like a serious discussion with yourself as to why you don't have a Lambo.
I guess the simplest would be if you don't have a million souls by 21, you need to have a serious conversation.
If you're a guy in your 20s and you don't have 100,000 souls, you need to have a serious discussion with yourself.
Yeah, because is it in Dark Souls? Are they undead or hollow? Is that
you're undead, chosen undead.
Undead?
You're not the chosen undead.
Yeah. You're not the chosen undead.
Also, what's good about it, also taps into like gamer bragging as well. Like, yeah, if you got to that age and you haven't done Dark Souls, you ain't worth it.
Yeah.
If you're a guy in your 20s, you
are
don't
we recording
have,
this?
Yeah. If you're a guy in your 20s and you don't have 100,000 souls, you're not the chosen undead.
I'll tell you what, people got an insight why we do one tweet a month.
Yeah.
I say,
this is like, what's our most popular tweet when we just tweeted Dark Souls?
I remember someone mid Demon Souls. I like someone just replied to that at the time because it was like obviously 4 months before the context arrived. People going, bit into it, aren't they? He's always like bit up themselves. Like that's all they're doing, is it?
Yeah.
I think that's what people think we do is just craft tweets from like 9 to 12 and then
are you doing
go to the pub.
No,
and
we
then,
do between 11 and 1.
Which are people $10 for this?
Listen. I say we take out guys.
Yeah.
I think we say if you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
And you don't have 100, but you can't say in your 20s because that's too
real
wide.
World.
We need a deadline. If you're 20, you have to say like 21. It's got to be a sharper thing.
Than
in your 20s, you know, I think.
That's the thing, is you can get to in the weeds with Dark Souls.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want something between clean,
yeah,
good reference without them snagging on the reference and going, does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah.
I live in Analanda. Do you have a penthouse in Analanda?
Yeah.
No, you're in the fucking Blight Town. Go from Blight Town to Analanda with my new podcast. Perform with the firstborn son.
You're a guy. The thing is, I actually don't mind if you're a guy in your 20s and you don't have 100,000 souls, you need to have a word with yourself. You need to sit down and have a serious discussion with yourself.
You ain't a son, bro. That's because that's like that kind of bro. Meninist culture stuff like that. Yeah. Like Sunbro is, there's a world where Sunbro is very toxic.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a, don't go on a date with
probably
Sunbro.
Somewhere in mind.
I was only trying to remove guy to make it a bit more gender neutral. But then,
I use guys gender neutral anyway. Yeah. But
then also without guy, you can't just say if you're in your 20s.
But it makes it sound more like he'd be angling it at guys.
He would say
that's part of that. Well, like,
yeah,
shtick.
That's the culture.
I don't,
bro,
I don't
bro.
Think.
So I say guys to female friends.
I don't think women are thick enough to listen to those type of podcasts.
I think that's really nice and simple. If you're a guy in your 20s and you don't have 100,000 souls yet, you need to have a serious conversation with yourself. Or you need to have a hard look at yourself. I think that's very funny. That's very clean.
You need
to
take a look at yourself.
You need to take a look at yourself.
Yeah.
That's a one. That's perfect.
Got it.
That's a good tweet.
Take off the helmet and say it.
That's a good tweet. That's a banging tweet.
There you go. So do you reckon that'll do more or less than us tweeting Dark Souls? If we just tweeted Elden Ring, that's probably quite a lot.
Right, yeah, that probably would have done some
do
numbers.
We know,
just a selfie or something.
We know someone who does the tweets for Burger King. Like, you should just tweet burgers. the Burger King account, just tweeting burgers. It's funny.
He's not a patron, is he? I don't want to see him.
That would have gone, that would go viral.
He's like got a full interview in The Drum.
Yeah.
Because of it. Tell us about this strategy. Well, I saw what the product was and I thought to myself, let's simplify it.
I'm going to text him after this and say,
do this.
Mate, do that.
Have you ever thought about just tweeting boogers?
I would retweet that. That's very funny.
See, he's working.
That's fucking funny.
I was looking at, I follow like some football show accounts on Instagram and there's a Burger King sponsorship of a shirt either in Spain or they can't remember the team. It was a Burger King thing And it's so sad because it's not official. It was actually turned out to be like a joke and a publicity stunt, but they wouldn't let them actually use them in the league. What it was, so Burger King sponsored, just as Burger King.
Yeah.
But there was a thing, a goal celebration called a Ravanelli, where right, you basically yeah, put yeah, your yeah. shirt over your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the yeah. inside, they printed the face of the king.
Oh.
So if you celebrated, you would look like the Burger King.
That's Burger so king. Good.
Oh, that's so
is
funny.
It just called, is there any other lore around the Burger King? Well, has he got a name?
No, I think he's just called the king. King. Yeah. Called the king. Daniel Dwight did I was telling you guys about it the other day. About the
sit down with him.
Like he sit down with him. Yeah,
I was like, I was in Pizza Express. He was sweating.
He did a mini talk about the Burger King games that came out on Xbox. And yeah. I think he is just called the king. Mm. I think it's,
is he all right? Is he a massive whopper?
Come on.
I've got to get them out on here. It's better
I love
than,
that.
It's better yeah, than true, producing a show.
True. Yeah, yeah.
I actually, the other day, because I was like doing a lot of puns, I actually had a little talk myself. Talk like, in the, stop doing this. Like,
don't sink to his level.
The thing is, you're clever enough that that's all you could do. So you're good with words, mate. So you've got to, you know.
Oh, that's why I do them all the time as well, because I'm so clever.
Yeah, yeah, in an earlier era, would have been a poet. Now, doing puns on a Let's Play show.
You're like, I'd have been fucking celebrated for those. Like,
fucking hell.
I think the king thing, I think it's bigger in America.
It is.
I think he's a big character.
He's in all the ads.
Yeah. He's a big character. You know what would be really good, actually? He's not in the public. He'd be really good for like a slasher movie.
Yeah.
Because he's quite terrifying, that mask.
Yeah, that like
similar to that. I quite liked it, the Eli Roth Thanksgiving film.
Yeah, I didn't mind
that. John Carver. It's just like a good little shtick. Like a good idea for like, because that pilgrim was called John Carver, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. But Eli Roth couldn't believe his luck.
Yeah.
Love it.
Rise yourself. Rise yourself.
Well, in the games, in those Xbox, in those Microsoft, it was for 360, I think they were, in the Burger King games, there's one where he's got a sneak. It's one of the creepiest fucking things ever. Like,
Oh, you play as the king?
Yeah, in lots of the games, I think. Wow. It was basically like these like food tie-ins and stuff like that. And
then, I love that. They should have kept doing weird games like that. That'd be so much fun.
I think it was just like, obviously, I mean, like Xbox can't make the games that they're making money for.
Was it Toe Jam and Earl, the McDonald's game?
Mick and Mac and McDonald's Mac Land. And so Mac. Maybe Toe Jam and Earl, maybe.
Maybe I'm just thinking it's like a similar style of game.
Yeah.
We should do a video. You're hearing about this first.
Yeah.
We do it for patrons or whatever when we've got Studio 2 up and running.
Yeah.
Just do a video on all the like the best and the worst like product tie-in games.
Yeah.
Because it's like literally playing for 5 minutes.
Cool Spot.
Like Zool with Chop Chops. Zool.
Pushover was as well, but then they took it was for Quavers.
Pushover.
It was like an ant game where you're basically an ant and you've got to push dominoes. I don't know why the ant's doing it. But literally nothing to do with Quavers at all.
Yeah.
Even though Quavers has a very prominent fucking character. Yeah. It has that dog. Looks like Desperate Dan.
The Quavers dog?
But they've all yellowed him, haven't they?
Because I haven't
been cancelled. Oh, the Quavers dog's not been cancelled, is he?
No, he's just been killed.
From him?
I've never seen that dog. I've eaten a lot of Quavers.
I think that's like 5 years on this.
To be fair, he ain't on the fucking.
Has he got there?
Anymore.
I had a bag of Quavers yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
But yeah, do you remember? Yeah, that was Pushover. But when it was in the arcades and when it was on like Atari or something,
Jesus.
It was sponsored by Quavers and then it got remade, I think, for SNES, and then they were just like, well, he's not in anymore. You can see, like, even on the box art, the fucking dog's in it, but then he's not for everything else. It's such a good game.
I recognize that ant, but I don't remember the game.
It was wicked.
I recognize that ant anyway.
I recognize Bland.
Well, he basically.
He was an Oppenheimer, wasn't it?
You have dominoes and they do different. It's such a good little puzzle game. So you basically have got to get, like, you obviously, like dominoes, you have to get the last one to fall for the door to open, and then you go through, and then you go through the door. Right. But different dominoes do different things.
Some good creative puzzle games back then.
It was so good.
I've definitely talked to you guys about this before, definitely. The one where the Mii game where you got sachets of Heinz ketchup in the box. No. And the game was, it's kind of like, I guess, you know, around the time of Lemmings. Lemmings is a good idea. You got to guide a thing to safety. Mm. So what it was like a tomato ketchup factory.
Yeah.
And you've got to put like trampolines and fans that would guide a tomato to like out of the factory. So he avoided becoming ketchup.
Yeah.
So you'd have to like, it's almost like a physics-based thing where you like put a trampette at that angle, a fan, and guide him over the blender.
That's cool.
But in the box, you got like little sachets of ketchup.
That's just a bit dark.
For free? Like,
well, no, I bought the game.
It's part of novel. Yeah. But like to use, or you can use it. Like,
I don't know.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? That's cool.
I've got a proper ketchup. I love ketchup.
Surely they should have wanted you to direct the tomato into the blender.
Well, you were trying to break. You're on the side of the tomato.
Yeah.
Oh, someone doesn't ask questions when told to do something.
No, I'm saying they shouldn't have given you. And they're like, and here's some packs of ketchup. Oh, no, and you're like, so these are the ones.
You lost them.
You're on about Mr. Amiga.
Yeah, that's dark.
That's big ketchup for you.
Well, I want to. Can we do that video idea where we play all the games, but can we just eat and drink all the food while we do it at the same time?
Do you want to just go for a meal?
Sorry,
do you want to just go to a buffet?
Food,
do you want to just go to Mr. Bazrai's World Buffet in Blackpool?
But then you review the game, so you're like, I'd say the Whopper is a 7 out of 10, but the game, 9 out of 10. You know? If you get like two scores for
always 7 out of 10 Whopper.
But then some of it just be like, a cool spot, it'd be like, you're just drinking a bit of 7 up.
Yeah, it's all right. But I actually have a 7 up these days. I actually wouldn't. I couldn't even tell you last time I had a 7 up.
I think it's
It's good.
Is it?
7 up? Oh,
This is going to come out wrong, so bear with me. don't jump on me. I think they've done a weird thing where it's obviously not healthy, but they've made Sprite like okay.
Oh.
Like
normal. I've seen this,
they've done a thing where they've rebranded it where it's just like it's like
it's woke.
Maybe not
Sprite's woke now. Fuck
no, I don't buy it anymore. But I think it's like not loads of sugar in it and stuff.
Yeah, they're pitching it as like a new it's like all juice, natural like, rebrand.
What?
Yeah, it's quite strange.
I'm right in saying that. I think like last time I had one, it kind of says I'm not saying it's like a health drink.
It's like new recipe.
But they're just it's not like sugary lemonade, is
Speaking of weird tie-ins of drinks for video games.
At what point
games,
is this just the podcast they're getting?
I don't know now.
there was in SSX 3, the snowboarding game, all of the billboards in the game are for like, when you play it, you're like, oh, it's for this fictional drink called DNL. Because there's like DNL posters everywhere. But DNL, if you flip it, it's just 7 up, upside down.
Oh, what? If you're flipping?
If you flip it.
So if you're upside down.
Yeah.
But is
the
it
camera,
seven up?
It's a 7 up logo, but it's all upside down. So it's like a fictional
joke?
Drink.
Is that the joke?
I think it must be the joke.
Because in SSX, you'll be upside down as much as you are up.
Yeah, but it's so weird because for ages, I didn't piece it together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. DNL, you're like, hey, DNL.
That's
like,
a lot.
Oh, shit.
To actually look at it is a lot less clever than what you were saying. I was like, oh, we do it. If you look at that,
just
you're like,
down.
That's just the 7 Up logo. Right,
it's the same colors and everything in the red circle.
But then they actually made it.
Has there ever
it.
Been a game where there's like billboards? Because obviously games are now online.
Yeah.
That they can pull in different advertising.
So
into
I
the
think,
game.
I think
you know, like Cyberpunk, like obviously, wouldn't make sense.
Digital, real
estate. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it could pull in like the most recent, like this film is coming out. So if you, when it first came out, it would be Dawn of the Planet X.
Yeah,
if you played it now, it would be.
I think there's been adverts, but I think it's been not like
it's
that.
Like hardcore.
Because that's clever.
It's hardcore. It's not dynamic.
Really cool. No.
But that would make sense in a game
Forza
that's
Horizon,
always on.
Like,
yeah, like something like PUBG.
Yeah.
In the battleground, if there's just a big billboard that changes. I guess Fortnite kind of does that with this event stuff.
Yeah, they do it in a more clever way than just billboards.
I could see that in like Forza Horizon because you just
you're driving,
you're driving
past stuff.
It's a real billboard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You do it.
I guess it's just the point where it's like, that's a hassle
does,
for someone to have to just do.
Yeah.
That's a salesperson handing over to a tech. You should go, it's not, can't be art.
Yeah.
Does FIFA do that at all? Because like
on the board,
stuff. Like,
be,
you know.
It definitely is there. I wonder if that's dynamic or whether it's just
it's probably
when
just
they press the game,
whatever.
That's your lot.
Yeah.
I
don't
just
know.
Get that. Yeah.
Because that's quite clever. Maybe if you play it online, it's maybe being updated and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'd like to.
That's the future. Let me tell you.
So what's this episode about?
Well, it was going to be about something, but
no, it's
right.
About the Quavers dog.
Now it's about the Quavers dog.
What is his name?
But to, we make a tweet now. So I just want to know this: what our tweet is again.
Yeah.
Is if you don't have 100,000 souls, keep going.
You've reversed it now.
Okay.
It was, if you're a guy in your 20s.
Yeah.
And you don't have 100,000
souls.
We can listen to it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a look at yourself. You need to rethink your life. Something along the lines of that.
Yeah.
That's the less important
you
bit.
You don't deserve to see Anna Lunda.
Good.
I think it'll pop.
I think it'll pop.
Yeah. Depending on the picture, as long as the picture is good as well.
Oh, okay.
So now it's the pitch. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on it.
Pitch's fault. Okay.
What's that?
Now it's the pitcher's fault if it doesn't pop.
Could be.
Okay.
Could be. I was involved in that process.
Yeah.
You started it. You initiate the whole fucking thing. It's recorded.
What? Just as a thing. What was that? Like 10, 15 minutes? Just wondering if this is...
say on the thing.
What is it?
What we should do. That's the thing. If you want to just segue and save that for another day,
yeah,
you might as well.
Just, you know, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, do that.
So,
do that. Yeah.
And we just call that one. Like,
do you want a 5 minutes to get something else, or do you want to just keep riffing?
I can go to the next bit of it.
Okay, sweet.
So,
true.
And just change, and then the top gets changed. Then, so it's fine. Yeah, thank you. Do we actually do a question?
No.
We've made a viral tweet. We've planned a series of...
Call them all freaks.
Call them all freaks.
Given our mate a brilliant idea as a creative director.
That's already gone.
And they said, what are we doing? 20 minutes.
And now we've also planned a series of games where we also eat at the same time.
Come up with a new video series, and now we're going to tell someone they're minging.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
your little grot bag.
So here we go. We got a couple of minging off earplays here. It says, hello boys, long time listener, first time caller. I became a patron to retry Elden Ring and it did not disappoint. I've been loving listening to Shield Up as well and wanted to submit a minging off earplay to get your thoughts on. Occasionally, when I need to do my morning business and I've already got a cup of tea on the go, I'll just bring it with me and drink it while sat on the toilet. Minging off earplay, what do you reckon? Lots of love, Alex. Don't do that.
A cup of tea on the toilet.
Yeah, while you're having a shit.
I feel like we've had this one before.
It being a hot drink is making me feel weirder than... Because I think I've had a poo and I've had a sip of water, like if it was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think I'd make it especially for the trip.
No.
I think that's maybe what...
What I do is I...
I think water is a bit different.
What maybe. I do is I make a cup of tea, then go for a poo... And then come back, so then it's properly brewed.
The thing is, you make so many cups of teas.
Yeah,
it's like you're just living in the gaps.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard to like. Is it at what point?
I need a time
at what
off.
Point are you actually making a kit, or it's like that could be like under?
Yeah,
that's so true.
It was John. It was really interesting the other day. I was working here by myself, but our mate Steph came and worked out here as well. So he's another Welsh guy. And it was
a tea drinker,
massive tea drinker. So it was interesting.
It's like a construction line
to have. Two people, because like I now know almost other people's tea schedules. You're not getting offered them at the same rate as I'm making them.
Like, I remember that was a big thing at IGN.
Yeah,
I think like
you so. Were... Whereas I know you don't, people don't drink tea to the same level. Whereas with him, I was like, oh, this is interesting having somebody new. And I was like, do you want a cup of tea? And he was like, yeah. And then like as we were talking, I made another one maybe like 15 minutes later. I was like, do you want a cup of tea? He was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, you drink a lot of tea? And I was like, yeah. He was like, mate. I'm all over the place with it. So like, and then we were both drinking the same amount of tea like all day. I was like, this is wicked. And he was like, do you want a cup of tea? I was like, I would if you were. Like, it was wicked. It was cool, man. I don't think I would take one into the toilet though.
Nah.
I wouldn't make a plan to do it.
Yeah.
You're right. Like,
I think that's the thing. It's more like sometimes like if I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll like have a morning glass of water and I'll have that in the bathroom just like, doing bits. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not taking that in. And I think something about it being like not water. Water is just water. Very neutral. Whereas something like flavor, like obviously something like tea is not far away from taking a bit of food in.
Absolutely.
And then that is like absolutely minging. Eating while having a shit.
Yeah.
Joking. Good. So I feel like in my head, even though I can't give you the clear rules,
yeah,
it's sliding towards more of that end of the scale.
I think so. Because like for me as well, like making a cup of tea is a chemistry experiment. Like, it's very, like, sometimes it can really vary and, like, based on very small variations in things going on. If there's poo particles in the air, I could see that.
But then we get into the wild thing about keeping your toothbrush in your toilet.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when you start thinking about that, you then start giving anything.
Yeah.
I do think, like, because, like, you should...
If you then start doing anything, like, stuff with the dog as well, and be like...
A poo particle is not poo.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you'll be breathing in wilder stuff just walking through London.
Yeah. There was a time where it was at the time when Lad Bible was probably at its worst. Not saying it's in better now, but like it would be like
Old Testament.
They'd publish like a headline that is like It was when like beards were really big, and it was like, your beard is full of shit. And I got out of it.
Sweat.
People just like send it to me going, oh, by the way, your beard's full of like poo particles and all this different stuff. And I was just like, I'm not joking. I must have had like 20 ads of people going like, oh, your face full of shit.
Shit face.
Thanks, Lab Bible. Yeah, let's say Ming-in on that.
I think it's Ming-in. Poop tea. But I think it's also that category of Ming-in that he ain't hurting anyone else though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's still, I think it's still like, over the Ming-in line.
Yeah.
This is a unique one where I think I would say it's Ming-in, but I would do this with a coffee. Sometimes you gotta go.
I think you would do it with a beer. I could see you having a
bathroom
shit.
Bathroom beer? Yeah, probably.
You have shower beers.
That's different.
I love a shower beer.
The poo is making it different. The this is what.
You know what? Yeah. You know, weirdly, is changing my opinion as well on this.
Yeah.
Oh,
is the opening of the liquid container.
Except the opening of the arsehole.
If you have a big a big old mug, a lot of surface area, a lot
excuse
of
excuse me,
like,
what are we talking about?
The entry hole is large.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
The cup.
Right, okay.
The mug.
I came back in and then
the mug. So it's like, so let's say you were drinking like your takeaway coffee on the bathroom.
Oh,
that thing's got a cap on it.
So it's like how much is the liquid protected?
Yeah, like how? Yeah, exactly. So like, I don't think that's, if you're sipping your cup in on the toilet, I guess it's like, well, no, because it's in a sealed container.
Yeah.
A mug, because it's tea, you know, maybe that is a bit more like, it's just naked. That's naked.
Drinking
liquid.
Some in the shower, I think is fine, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, I love drinking.
Just trying
in the
to
shower.
Work out what is different. It's the pooing.
Yeah, it's the pooing. Yeah.
It's you ever been on the toilet?
You ever have a popsicle in the shower?
Same with that's having a, like, would you drink if you're having a wee?
Yeah, circle of life, baby.
Endless
I
loop.
Love doing that. Yeah.
Fucking hell, Mobius strip.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm eating my own tail. Ah, this is crazy. You know,
I feel like I'm very rarely in that much of a rush that I need to, like, because, you know, like, you'd see like an 80s movie, if someone's running late for work, they're like eating a pizza in the toilet, like while they're shaving and stuff.
But
you'll, like,
we talked about it. I think we've had this before, because like, you'll say something to watch out of the poo.
Yeah.
So if it's like, God, it's just like with all this is why Ming-in Fair Play is so good. It's just like you're trying to like overturn your own prejudice. You can't really like interrogate them that closely because like poo particles are getting on that.
Yeah,
but the difference is like you're then not ingesting them conceptually.
Yeah.
Is that what we make? I think that's what I'm coming down to. I read on the.
I'm on
toilet,
board with you. Yeah,
but I'm not eating the book.
Yeah. Well, this is a weird conversation that I was having with Clara recently, where basically like I watch a lot of stuff on the toilet, so I was like, but I don't have any surfaces in which to put my phone.
Right.
And then
you build something.
And then I saw that one of the kind of funny guys had essentially
apparatus.
Put like,
oh no,
had installed like a holder to put his phone in.
You can have a mic safe.
So I was like, oh, said to Clara, I was like, I'm gonna buy this for the toilet of us, right? She was like, don't you fucking dare. What are you? And I was like, well, I'm sitting there. I'm just holding it.
Well, I told you, like,
how long are you shitting for?
Like, Joe,
10 minutes?
Joe has like a little arm that holds his phone in bed.
Yeah, that's mad.
So
like,
that's the same thing. I bet you can clamp it onto a radio. Was that, what did it attach to, the thing you were looking at?
It attached, well,
to a C stand.
It was essentially like a suction cap onto a tile.
That's
so good. And it would hold like an iPhone's.
More
like,
hygienic. Wait.
But that's the thing. So I was like, oh, because I'm just sitting there holding it. Well, I just put it on there. But then I also watch stuff in the shower, which is the same room.
You get
so.
A thing with a pop stand.
Yeah.
And then just put that
that's
on the floor far away.
Yeah.
So like, you're really far away from the cinema screen.
Because you just sit on the toilet and just watch something.
Just watch a video for like 10 minutes. Yeah.
You're blowing his mind. What?
That's wild.
You're just like looking at your phone on the toilet.
I've done that before, but I'm like, I'll be like scrolling or like doing, like I'm like physically interacting. I'm not like just sitting there,
like
hands by my side watching.
Then you sent me like a 4-minute clip of Rooney the other day and I was just like,
that.
That's
and
crazy.
I was like, oh, I'm going to save it for my morning poo. It was like a 4-minute video.
And then after being night out, sit the Godfather.
Yeah. But it's like, but also like that's the thing is like I think you should leave on while I have a shower and be like, but it's never a good angle or anything because I'm just fucking leaning it on shit. I was like, no, this should be, I should improve my life by just going,
never
I've
a good
got
angle
a little,
when I'm in the shower.
Holder. I'm done.
Yeah.
I like, what we talked about, I don't often get have a bath, but I'll put my laptop on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
I can watch football.
I do that when I've had to, like when I've had a bath.
That's what I do in a hotel when you get to a hotel. Although a lot of hotels now don't have baths.
Yeah.
They've gone shower only. You don't have demand for it.
You can on booking.com put that in one of the facilities and then it only shows you obviously things with baths.
The shower I had the other day in Newcastle, when you're having a shower, I'll show you a picture. I'll describe it as best as I can. But like, it was like the ensuite was part of the room.
Oh,
you know,
nice.
Like when you have a living room and kitchen in one.
Yeah.
But it was like nicely done. But when you're in the shower, you can see through glass and still see the telly.
Oh,
hello.
So you could have a shower and still be watching telly.
Wow.
That's the future.
The future's here, yeah.
Future is one room living.
I've said it before. I had a flat once that was so small. But small flat, bad. Good thing about it, I could see the main TV and play the PlayStation from the toilet with a perfect view of it.
Are you shitting in the living room? What's going on here?
Essentially the bathroom.
If you angle the mirror.
Yeah.
Right.
I can come show you.
Well, no, I was just the toilet, the bathroom, it was just one room and one, you know, off that was bedroom. The other off bed was our bathroom. So it just opened into the living room, basically. Such a small flat. So I could sit on the toilet and then look out to my left. Perfect view of the TV.
That must have been the longest shits of your life,
mate. There was one bit that I remember, the day that I completed Metal Gear Solid 4, which has a really long ending, but you have to there's an achievement in Metal Gear Solid 4, and I don't really go for achievements, but I had, and it's basically like to make sure that you're still listening on because you probably didn't play. Did you play Metal Gear Solid 4?
I didn't.
So basically, in like the cutscenes, to make sure you're still listening, now and again, periodically, like an X would come top right.
Right.
And you just have to press
Is he checking on you?
So, I don't know.
Fuck
just
off.
Checking you're still looking, but there's an achievement for hitting it every single time that it popped up. So I was like, oh, I'm pretty much all the way with this now, so I've got to do it. So I was watching, like, I finished Metal Gear Solid 4 having a hangover shit on the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, good stuff.
Are we saying that's fair play?
That's absolutely minging. What are you talking about?
Okay, I just want to make sure there's consistency here.
That's absolutely... Thing is,
there was no consistency. the evil within.
It was like a shower. All right, last one then. So we're saying minging. We're saying that's minging. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
One more minging or fair play then. It says, hey, boys.
Or put a sippy cup top and I'll say it's fair play.
Okay.
If you put a case on it and I'll say it's fair play.
I mean, we go into another thing now. It's like a grown man buying a sippy cup. We'd be like, watch him.
Fine. I'm only going to be using it on the toilet.
Yeah. Watch him.
Watch him. I didn't mean sippy cup. I meant like, what do you call those? I can never get the word right.
The baby one, the tippy cup.
No, thermal. Like a thermal. Like thermos. A mug. Okay, you know, yeah. Thermos. Yeah, one of those.
How long are your shits?
But you know, like the ones that are just shaped like a cup, not a big one.
Oh, you mean the Stanley cups?
You want to get
like
Stanley.
A Stanley cup.
That's a weird thing that's like become an absolute phenomenon amongst like young teenage girls.
I'm amazed you don't have a Stanley cup.
I wouldn't do good with that amount of liquid. I'd be peeing like crazy. I think. Yeah.
You do have that much liquid.
You definitely do, but you just space it all out.
Yeah.
I love drinking.
Over five different cups instead.
I was talking about this the other day about how much I love, if I had to pick between liquids and solids, liquids all day.
Well, gases.
I would never eat again. I'm all drinks.
What's your favorite?
Breathing in.
What's your favorite?
A
state of matter.
I'd love to breathe in a steak.
What's on today's call in, what is your favorite state of matter? Rory in London says liquids.
Dude, I'm all drinks. Yeah. If I had to choose between drinks,
I don't.
And food.
Okay, where do you stand on custard and soup?
What is he? Is you that, drink it. You eat it.
So that doesn't count as a liquid.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, I was gonna give you that because then you could have smuggled those.
You don't
in.
Want it. No, don't want it.
But no.
Anyway,
this is the last minute of February. Hey boys, got a minute of February for you. My partner said the other day that when having a beer at home, he would reuse the glass without washing it for every beer. So he's having a beer at home, pours a beer into a glass, then gets another beer, pours it into the glass. He's not rewashing it, right?
Okay.
I brought this up to my best friend and he agreed with my partner, but then went as far to say that he would reuse the glass the next day, even if it was left dirty overnight.
No.
I firmly believe that you should rinse every glass with water before reusing it, especially if you're drinking different types of beers. Please tell me I'm not bad. Thank you, boys, for loving everything you do. few things here. So drinking the same beer, if you're just drinking a normal beer and it's exact, you've got four beers of the exact same thing and you pour it into a glass, I think it's absolutely fair play to just reuse that without rinsing it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would rinse that.
I've even done that in a pub.
I've done it in a pub.
Yeah. Just save someone washing. Stick them in the planet.
Yeah, just stick it in this one, yeah.
Like,
it's the same thing.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
What we're then going on to, different beers. So would you, say...
I think that's personal preference.
Yeah.
I think also depends how similar the beers are.
Very true.
If you're going from like a stout to a lager, then obviously that's going to be more discernible to your palate.
But it's not binging.
It's your choice.
Like germ-wise or anything.
It's more disrespectful to the brews master.
I would say that. I would say that.
The most minging activity of all.
But...
The next
one's wild.
Leaving a glass that you've been drinking beer out overnight and then reusing it the next day for beer. That's just dirty. That's minging.
That's a dirty glass, yeah.
That's minging.
Because like...
You've left enough time for things to happen.
Yeah.
24 hours, you know?
That's, like, that's stupid. Because also, that mindset, too. Just scale that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one day, two days, dirty plate,
I'm
going to
wear those pants again because I wore them yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
They already got shit stains in, so I'm going to wear them again because I like shit. Beer in.
I'm eating spaghetti again for dinner, so I'll use the spaghetti plate from yesterday that's sitting there in the sink.
That's true.
Awful.
My mate Pete keeps saying time is a continuum.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, that's the thing. It'd be like, oh, use the same cereal bowl, same cereal.
Yeah.
Like, well, you've had milk in it.
Slippery slope.
Like
that's gross. That's
but also, like,
a lot
beer,
of people go around his house.
Beer has a really distinct sort of stale smell the next day.
It's going off.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe to make it, but like, it's not. This culture,
to make it.
I don't know how much that. I think that dies off with the alcohol. So the alcohol kills the.
I was literally about to say. But I bet we get people writing in.
Alcohol
is
sterile.
But
like you were saying, that it's got a really like stale smell.
Yeah.
Also, it would be sticky and stuff.
Yeah.
Just clean your stuff.
The thing is, I don't mind that stale smell. I quite like it when you walk into a pub and you've got these really honks of like stale beer. Like,
I actually quite like it as well. Yeah, that and the sticky floors and stuff.
Lush, yeah.
The thing is,
but would I get down and lick the carpet? No, I would not.
I drink so little at home, really, that anytime I do, if it's in a can or a bottle, I'm usually just drinking it out of the can or the bottle. I don't know the last time I was in my apartment and I poured it into a pint glass.
You don't clean your pipes.
You know, because
no, you don't. You don't decant it.
I just wouldn't.
I would in the house.
Drinking out of bottles, nice.
I like bottles. Yeah, I don't mind cans.
If I was drinking a can in the house, which I very rarely would, I would decanter it.
Really?
Yeah.
Decanter it.
But decanter it.
Have you seen the?
But not bottle.
I'm just gonna say it. I'll buy you one for your birthday anyway. Have you seen the things Yeti do? Where it's a single can holder. Yeti, the really good thermos brand.
Yeah.
They do them in two sizes, but you screw off the top, you can put a single can in, screw it back on the top. It's like a thermos for a single can.
What?
You know, like those little cozies?
Yeah.
But wait, a proper version of it,
damn,
like proper tech.
You'll
keep it cold for like hours.
That's a really good idea.
That's fucking wicked. The Yeti Rambler.
Yeah.
Ooh, good name.
I think it makes more sense for like tall boys. Because you'll have that for longer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Right.
Or like height of summer. Because like, by the end, sometimes by the end of a can, you go, let's get a bit warm now.
Oh, so it's like a big can.
You can get them both sizes.
You can stick a monster. You can stick a monster in there. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you know. I think you could put Coke in as well.
Hello.
It's really strange though, right?
Hello.
What's that?
The 330ml one is shorter and... Because like you look at that, that looks like a tall boy. The 250ml looks like a tall boy. But then the 330ml one... the stunty.
There'll be a higher size.
Right. Okay.
Because that 250ml might be, you know, those like slim Diet Cokes.
Oh.
You know, like small small gin and tonic cans.
That's what it is. Yeah.
There's maybe that website doesn't have the tall boys again.
It's a big one.
Because they're like 650.
Bro. Yeah. That would be great. You could stick like a Bud Light in there on a sunny
Coke.
Day. Yeah.
Also remove the branding.
Yeah, actually, not a bad shot. Yeah, even having it on set.
We remove the Coca-Cola, but then we get the Yeti back.
But Yeti's such a big company. I bet you can get them branded up. I bet you get RKG ones.
That would be cool.
There'll be a company that does stuff like that.
That's a cool idea. Get some decals.
It looks cool. Look at that.
Nifty. After this, I'm going to order us three on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, those are sick.
Big time.
I'll order three for next week.
Hell yeah.
And we'll use them.
That's a really good idea.
Love it.
It's quite good for filming, actually, because like pour a Coke in the glass, well, that's warm. Whereas that is just like, and also if we have them like get them all black or something, we all quite
that
nice.
Would look really, yeah, that would look really lush.
Now this podcast ending with the, what we're going to buy for the show, like shopping.
We're all over the place today. Can you tell, we're recording this on a Friday. We don't usually record a podcast on a Friday. That's
different energy.
It's true.
Loosey-goosey.
And it's
goosey.
Sunny outside and the vibes are good.
Wouldn't say boo to a ghost. Like, boo to a goose. I heard that phrase. You heard that
I
phrase.
Thought it was boo to a ghost.
That makes sense. Because
like, I wouldn't say boo to a ghost.
Yeah.
Because
I've never heard this before in my life.
Because yeah, ghosts famously are boo mongers.
Exactly.
I don't get it. Boo to a goose.
Why would you say someone
who doesn't stand up to like stuff, doesn't like causing a fuss.
But I wouldn't say boo to a goose because geese are fucking insane.
Yeah.
They'll go for you.
Exactly.
But that's maybe why you don't, is you're not standing up to something scary. Whereas like ghosts are quite scary, famously.
Well, no, because also like, why would you not say, why would you say boo to a ghost?
If we looked
ghost?
Into it, this probably is a thing, reason why.
Shakespeare. It was Shakespeare.
It always shaky.
It's always shaky.
Before Shakespeare, people couldn't talk to each other.
No.
It was no, yeah. It was just... Very
oh,
direct.
I see this in my head noggin. I mean, your mind's eye. Yeah. Got it.
Here we go. We sorted that out for you. We sorted a lot out today. Viral tweets. Hopefully some kind of Yeti sponsorship.
I'm thinking of something very different in my head. Come to the Himalayas.
But if you want to get in touch with us, you can. bit.ly/shield up, capital S, capital U. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.